Hi, this is Love Notes, and my name is Iona, and today we're talking about how you can make the most out of your setbacks. And setbacks, I mean, by setbacks, I mean, you know, maybe it's a relationship that you really hoped would work out, but it hasn't, or maybe you've gone through a really rough breakup and you're just on the recovery now. There's so many setbacks you can have in life, and really, it depends on what you can make out of it. I know that 30EverAfter.com started when I was dumped in 2013, and that was not an easy time for me. And I'm not being just dramatic. It hit me emotionally, but also financially, and it hit my career. It impacted every area of my life because I was an expat living in Australia, dating an Australian person with a job here. So that really impacted me, and it taught me so many new things. But I think the main lesson it taught me was, you know, each person comes into your life for a reason. And for me, that 2 years was spent learning about how to be in a relationship. And when it ended, it really taught me how to look within and to recognize that it really takes two to tango. And even though I had been broken up with, there were things that I contributed to the demise of the relationship, and I didn't even know. In the beginning of the breakup, I was all about the blame game, and I thought that he was a terrible person because he had broken up with me. And it really wasn't all on him. It took me a lot of reflection to realize that I had contributed to it. And, you know, I was on this rush to get married, settle down, have kids, and I pressured the relationship in all the wrong ways, and I kind of contributed to the downfall of that without even knowing it. And sometimes it takes some really shitty things to happen for you to realize, you know, what you can learn from it and to be a better person. It sounds so cliche, but going through my breakup in 2013 has led me to a business that I love and don't feel like I'm working on every day. It doesn't not feel like work. It's led me to develop healthier relationships with my friends, my family. I'm so much more like self-aware. And also it led me to my husband, Christian, which is the most healthiest relationship I've been in. I'm not saying we're not perfect, but because I had gone through those steps in the lead up to meeting him, I had learned so much more about myself that I was the best version of what I can bring to our relationship and now marriage. And so setbacks are shitty regardless, but every person who comes into your life teaches you a lesson. And I see a lot of single women just come and tell me about all these negative experiences they have. And, you know, then that's kind of it. Well, you know, all men are shit. And I dated this guy and he just wasted my time for 3 to 6 months. And that's not a good way of looking at it because it's a terrible mindset to have. And, but also you're, you know, disregarding the very valuable lessons to be learned in all these mini relationships. You know, it's fine. It doesn't feel that great for a relationship to be on and off for 3 months and 6 months and then for it be over and you feel like you've wasted your time, especially when you're looking for something more serious and long term. But those people come into your life for a reason and they always have a lesson to teach you. So if you can find the lesson in every setback, you will come out stronger in your next relationship. So if you're going through a breakup or a setback now, know that it may feel so shitty right now, but it really is a temporary feeling. It will get better again. And just like in life, nothing is permanent. So, you know, if you're on high now, you know, chances are you'll encounter some challenges and some lows later on. So regardless of where you are, just be in that present and be present and just try to learn from that lesson at the time. And breakups aren't easy, especially in your late 20s and 30s. You know, on one hand, you're afraid to break up with a person because you feel like you don't know if there's going to be anyone better for you. And two, you might regret your decision. And then three, you know, the thought of going out there and being single and dating and kind of starting from scratch is really scary. So I completely know how that feels if you want me to cover more about breakups and you know, the pressures of being single in your 30s, please drop me a note. My email is iona@30everafter.com. I also have a ton of resources on 30everafter.com that talk about, you know, being single in your 30s. So I hope you'll catch me on the next episode. I'm planning to do one of these every single week. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. So drop me a note and I'll hope to see you next week.